Leviticus, chapter 23. The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, 'These are my appointed times, the times of the Lord that you will proclaim as sacred assemblies. Work may be done for 6 days, but on the seventh day there must be a Sabbath of complete rest, a sacred assembly. You are not to do any work. It is a Sabbath to the Lord wherever you live. These are the Lord's appointed times, the sacred assemblies you are to proclaim at their appointed times. The Passover to the Lord comes in the first month at twilight on the 14th day of the month. The festival of unleavened bread to the Lord is on the 15th day of the same month. For 7 days you must eat unleavened bread. On the first day you are to hold a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. You are to present a fire offering to the Lord for 7 days. On the seventh day there will be a sacred assembly. You must not do any daily work." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Speak to the Israelites and tell them, 'When you enter the land I am giving you and reap its harvest, you are to bring the first sheaf of your harvest to the priest. He will wave the sheaf before the Lord, so that you may be accepted. The priest is to wave it on the day after the Sabbath. On the day you wave the sheaf, you are to offer a year-old male lamb without blemish as a burnt offering to the Lord. Its grain offering is to be 4 quarts of fine flour mixed with oil as a fire offering to the Lord, a pleasing aroma, and its drink offering will be 1 quart of wine. You must not eat bread, roasted grain, or any new grain until this very day, and until you have brought the offering to your God. This is to be a permanent statute throughout your generations wherever you live. You are to count 7 complete weeks starting from the day after the Sabbath, the day you brought the sheaf of the presentation offering. You are to count 50 days until the day after the seventh Sabbath, and then present an offering of new grain to the Lord. Bring 2 loaves of bread from your settlements as a presentation offering, each of them made from 4 quarts of fine flour, baked with yeast as first fruits to the Lord. You are to present with the bread 7 unblemished male lambs a year old, 1 young bull and 2 rams. They will be a burnt offering to the Lord, with their grain offerings and drink offerings, a fire offering of a pleasing aroma to the Lord. You are also to prepare 1 male goat as a sin offering, and 2 male lambs a year old as a fellowship sacrifice. The priest will wave the lambs with the bread of first fruits as a presentation offering before the Lord. The bread and the 2 lambs will be holy to the Lord for the priest. On that same day, you are to make a proclamation and hold a sacred assembly. You are not to do any daily work. This is to be a permanent statute wherever you live throughout your generations. When you reap the harvest of your land, you are not to reap all the way to the edge of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the foreign resident. I am Yahweh your God." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, in the 7th month, on the 1st day of the month, you are to have a day of complete rest, commemoration, and joyful shouting, a sacred assembly. You must not do any daily work, but you must present a fire offering to the Lord." The Lord again spoke to Moses, "The 10th day of this 7th month is the day of atonement. You are to hold a sacred assembly and practice self-denial. You are to present a fire offering to the Lord. On this particular day, you are not to do any work, for it is a day of atonement, to make atonement for yourselves before the Lord your God. If any person does not practice self-denial on this particular day, he must be cut off from his people. I will destroy among his people anyone who does any work on this same day. You are not to do any work. This is a permanent statute throughout your generations, wherever you live. It will be a Sabbath of complete rest for you, and you must practice self-denial. You are to observe your Sabbath from the evening of the 9th day of the month until the following evening." The Lord spoke to Moses, "Tell the Israelites, 'The festival of booths to the Lord begins on the 15th day of this 7th month and continues for 7 days. There is to be a sacred assembly on the 1st day. You are not to do any daily work. You are to present a fire offering to the Lord for 7 days. On the eighth day you are to hold a sacred assembly and present a fire offering to the Lord. It is a solemn gathering. You are not to do any daily work. These are the Lord's appointed times that you are to proclaim as sacred assemblies for presenting fire offerings to the Lord, burnt offerings and grain offerings, sacrifices and drink offerings, each on its designated day. These are in addition to the offerings for the Lord's Sabbaths, your gifts, all your vow offerings, and all your free will offerings that you give to the Lord. You are to celebrate the Lord's festival on the 15th day of the 7th month, for 7 days after you have gathered the produce of the land. There will be a complete rest on the first day, and complete rest on the 8th day. On the first day you are to take the product of majestic trees, palm fronds, boughs of leafy trees, and willows of the brook, and rejoice before the Lord your God for 7 days. You are to celebrate it as a festival to the Lord 7 days each year. This is a permanent statute for you throughout your generations. You must celebrate it in the 7th month. You are to live in booths for 7 days. All the native-born of Israel must live in booths, so that your generations may know that I made the Israelites live in booths when I brought them out of the land of Egypt. I am Yahweh your God. So Moses declared the Lord's appointed times to the Israelites.